Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. The Super Talk Eagle Hour road show continues. We're on the road today. We're at Heritage Firearms here at Oak Grove, Mississippi, and we're glad you're with us. Bob Getty, Kelly Santer, Dima Mixon, a special guest that's with us here, Nick Crutcher. And Ben Winpigler, star of the Ben Winpigler Show, is here again today, and we're very honored to have him in our presence again today. And he came without his assistant today. You may notice, Kelly. So he's
But the Ben Winpigler Show airs on our sister station WLAU, and that's in Laurel. So what's he doing here? I mean, has he nothing to do?
I had him set up the equipment.
Oh, well then, by all means, he needs to be here
because we know Kelly wouldn't do it.
No, we know that.
We know he's not going to tear it down either.
Let me give you a rule: never let Kelly touch the electronics. Okay, put him in a chair, give him a headset. If you see him come over near these pieces of equipment, slap him. Okay,
I'll pull out this gun that we got on the table right here,
which is all the more reason why I need to be careful today when you're around ammunition and guns. Yeah.
Hey, Tanner Rogers is the manager of Heritage Firearms. He's going to join us in just a few minutes. Nick Crutcher's here with us. We caught him in the store. I asked him to stick around, and you're telling me you do a lot of business. Heritage Firearms has become the go-to gun store in Hattiesburg, right?
No question. When Tim started this, he started it small, and now he's built it up big. He's got all the ammunition. He sells Liberty Safes now and all the guns that you want to do it, and they're friendly. He's got a great staff here. Everybody here has been in the military. They all know what they're doing. They know how to handle the firearms, and they know not just try to sell you a gun, but something that's custom to you.
You can buy a custom-made Southern Miss Brett Favre number 4 9mm pistol, Kelly, in case you want to make them Christmas notations.
No, we're getting Kelly a BB gun.
What is it, a Red Rider?
Red Rider, yeah.
I think a Nerf gun would be better for Kelly.
Yeah, he may shoot his eye out with a Red Rider. Maybe we need to get, like, the Nerf gun.
Every squirrel in my neighborhood better be on guard right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Junior college football starts, and we're going to be talking to probably the foremost expert about junior college football in Mississippi, Mike Frazier, a little later in the show. But first, I want to get back, and I'm glad Nick's here and the other guys. I want to get Nick's comment on this. We had a good long sit down last week with Coach Charles Huff, and we asked him a lot of things. And one thing I asked him about, actually Kelly put in my mind, Kelly has told me many times, Kelly's a baseball guy, of course, that catchers make the best coaches in professional baseball and collegiate baseball. Consequently, linemen, for whatever reason, it's believed, make the best football coaches. And I learned that Coach Huff started out as a fullback but played center at Hampton University for 4 years. And so I asked Coach Huff, did he agree with Kelly, and what makes linemen the best football coaches? Here's what he had to say.
You were a center at Hampton. I've always been told that catchers make the best baseball coaches and linemen make the best football coaches. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I started out
as a fullback
because I was the smallest O lineman we had, but I had the center intangibles, which was obviously the smarts, the ability to communicate. So they started me out at fullback, and I kind of worked my way forward to center. Mm-hmm. But I think, again, when you play the center position, you're keyed into all the calls with the front. You're trying to organize or direct, you know, five other guys or four other guys, five if you include the tight end. And you got to do it in a very snap, you know, snap decision. You don't have a lot of time to process. Quarterback, you get a chance to kind of stand back there and kind of see some things. You know, at center, it's a snapshot, got to make a call, got to make a decision. To me, the center is kind of the linchpin of the group. You know, you got to organize the extra film sessions. You got to organize the meetings. You got to be the voice to the coach. You know, we made this call because, you know. Mm-hmm. At center, just by the schematics of the game of football, you're 50% vision on both sides. Well, if you're the right tackle, you only see a certain position. You don't really see what the left tackle sees. At center, you're kind of 50-50. Mm-hmm. So I think, again, when you have that upbringing and you're trained in that position, when you become a coach, now you're seeing, you know, 50% on either side. You see what the wideouts have to go through. You mm-hmm. see what the running backs have to go through. So I think it just helps. I wasn't the best, you know, center, but I was probably the smartest. And it kind of allowed me to play smarter than my ability, you know, maybe mm-hmm. allowed. It allowed me, a lot of my teammates used to joke every time and say, you always call a double team. You never wanted a single block. Yeah, because I wasn't good, so I needed help. And mm-hmm. I knew if I called it, you guys had to come with me. Mm-hmm. But it allowed you to fix a lot of problems on the field. It allowed you to fix a lot of problems off the field. You know, you knew what guards and what tackles needed to hear what. You know, you knew what guards and what tackles needed a little more meeting time or a little more emphasis on a call. And it kind of helps you, you know, learn your coaching voice. You know, how do you communicate to multiple guys? So I think, again, that helps. You know, I think obviously if you've asked a catcher, you know, obviously he's communicating to the other eight guys on the field and kind of the direct line between the coach in the dugout and on the field, and that's kind of what you are at center.
So you must have a little bit of love, extra love for the O-line.
Yeah, I do. I tell them all the time, man. And when I set up a practice schedule, I try to put the drills near where the O-line are so they don't have to run as far. And I say, I know how it is, man. They blow the whistle and you got to run 100 yards to the next drill. It's tough, you know. And they always say, coach, we appreciate it. But I understand that position. As everyone, you know, who knows football, is not a lot of glory. You don't get your name in the paper. You know, one guy can screw it up, you know, but one guy can make it right. You know, it's one of those things. You know, that position to me is probably the most indicative of life. You can go your whole life and do everything right and nobody will know, and you do one thing wrong and everybody knows, you know. So exactly. It's one of those positions that I have a lot of admiration for, because it's hard to play. There's not a lot of you know, highlights or glory for you. You get your satisfaction through someone else's success. So I think it's a very humbling position. I think if everyone in the world was an O-lineman at some point, the world would be better. But that's just my opinion. So I think, you know, that position has a lot more internal gratitude than you may see, you know, with right. you know, post and those type of things.
All right, Kelly, you buying what Coach just said?
Makes a lot of sense. And that's the same premise is with baseball catchers. The entire game is in front of the catcher. When a lot of the game with any other position could be behind them or could be in front of them. But a catcher has to see the whole thing. I think that's essentially what he was saying with centers, right. is you have to be able to see the whole field. You have a lot more things to cover when you're in the middle than if you're right. running the lanes inside or outside.
Nick Crutcher, you said to me earlier this afternoon that everyone you had talked to that had met Coach Huff was impressed after they had met him. Same thing happened to me last week. You feel the same way, don't you?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, just listen to the way he just articulated this whole question you asked him there. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's a very intelligent man. He comes across very humble, okay? But he's also well-educated. He believes in the kids. What I've heard about him is that he's a disciplinarian, but he also believes in the sport, and he'll set you straight. Don't get on the bad side, because he'll kick you out, is what I hear.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why he's going to be successful here at Southern. And I think that's why he's successful everywhere he's been. And we're lucky to have him, I think.
Damon Mixon, you feeling better about the offensive line than you did earlier?
Not really. Not at all. I think the left tackle situation is still, to me, the biggest question of the team, and something that I'm going to be looking forward to seeing on the field Saturday morning while they're warming up, to see who's kind of rotating in there to start. left guard, left tackle. That whole left side of the offensive line really has me worried against a Mississippi State front. You know, the right side to me, I think, is actually in good shape. I don't know about the depth behind them, but I think the right side's better. But if you're watching the game on Saturday, be looking at the left side of the offensive line. Obviously, they've had Greg Nunnery running there at left guard for the past several weeks. He obviously was on the team last season.
Mississippi State.
What was that?
That was Kelly.
Okay. Were we off? I didn't know we were off.
That was my cue.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nick, I want to ask you this. You're on the Sports Hall of Fame board. So well, I guess that's a commercial break. The music is very confusing. You going to stick around?
Sure.
All right. Nick Crutcher's with us. We're at Heritage Firearms. We're about to talk to the general manager and continue the Super Talk Eagle Hour, we hope, as we roll right along. Stay with us, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is at Heritage Firearms here in Oak Grove as our week-long roadshow continues. Apologize for that little technical hiccup, but I think we've gotten all of that corrected. Hey, we're on the road again tomorrow. We're going to be at MCS Home Center. And we're going to have Braylon Braxton and Josh Moten joining us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So if you want to meet these two leaders of the football team, they're going to be out there tomorrow for a meet and greet. And I guess, Nick, those two names, I mean, those are the two guys that are going to kind of lead the way, right?
Well, and the center, according to Coach Huff.
Yeah, and the center, according to Coach Huff.
Bro, Derek Roman.
Sir. Yeah, no question. Hey, Tanner Rogers is the general manager here of Heritage Firearms, and they've graciously invited us down here today, and I asked Nick to sit in on this interview because I see you guys were working on some stuff for the NRA, and you're telling me, Nick, that that Tanner and the guys here are really supportive of the NRA and all that you guys try to do.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, they've been working with us for the last 5 years, and they support us totally. They not only support us, but they show up at the banquet, and they help participate in the banquet and help promote the banquet. You know, without the NRA, you wouldn't have any other organizations because that protects the Second Amendment right in the United States.
Tanner, I told you, and I meant it when I came in here. I mean, this has become the premier gun store for the whole Pine Belt, and you shocked me when you told me how many firearms a month you guys average selling.
Yeah, it kind of can blow your mind. A lot of people that aren't really in tune with the firearms industry, or just to even whether it's 2A or the hunting The hunting crowd that lives around here, it's kind of incredible, really and truly.
All right, but you do a lot more than just sell firearms. Kind of run that down for our listeners.
So we not only do we sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, things like that, we offer gunsmithing all day, every day. So if you have something that needs repair, needs to be cleaned, you need appraisals, things like that, people bring stuff in every day for that. That's what I've spent the majority of my morning doing, is back there working on stuff for customers. We're a Liberty Safe dealer, so we sell gun safes, home safes, all kind of stuff like that. Cerakote is something that a lot of people don't know that we do, and that's like a custom ceramic paint that can be applied to firearms, engine parts, wheels, fishing reels, you name it, you can apply it. It's corrosion resistant. You can pick any color, pattern, camouflage designs that you want and kind of customize your firearm or whatever else you want to do.
Well, here's an example, Dima. Tell them about this sitting in front of you.
Yeah, this is a 9mm. It's got the Southern Miss logo on it. Kelly saw it and he just ran away. He's not even on the segment, but beautiful firearm here. Kind of lightweight.
Tell us about that.
So that's just a Glock 19. Gen 5 Glock 19 that we had several of them. We decided to customize a few of them. Obviously, being in the Pine Belt and being in the Hub City, we're big Southern Miss supporters here. So we figured we'd slap the Southern Miss logos on there, give it that black and gold kind of battle-worn looking finish to the frame.
Yeah, it looks really cool. So really you could do that to any weapon here.
Anything you can
any
think
design
of.
You wanted.
Yeah, anything you can think of.
Man. I wanted a rainbow on it.
We do offer rainbows. We don't get
you
many
want a rainbow on it.
No, I don't. We don't get many calls for rainbows, but it's certainly possible.
I couldn't imagine people who want those want a gun either. Yeah.
Most of them are kind of sarcastic if they're asking for rainbows.
I got you. All right, Damon, how many guns do you own?
I don't own any, actually. Believe
your dad.
Me or not. My dad has like 30.
Yeah,
he has a huge gun safe.
Nick Crutcher, how many guns you got?
Too many.
Too many?
Yeah.
A lot. People love to collect guns, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Talk about what type of firearms that you carry in terms of rifles, because I see so many different types of rifles up there.
Yeah, so as far as when you ask types of rifles, you're talking specifically stuff people like to collect? Or,
yes, right.
Yeah, so there are a lot of premium manufacturers of firearms where you have a lot of hand-on work done by a master gunsmith, master metalsmiths, engravers, things like that. I've got Colts in the case over there that are hand engraved, 24 karat gold inlay, real timepieces that that really never lose their value. Of course, the market fluctuates like anything else, but you never lose really on something like a hand engraved 24 karat gold Colt. It's only going to appreciate in value as long as you take care of it. Don't go out and just beat it all hell and back.
It's an investment in a sense.
Absolutely.
You can make money investing in firearms.
You certainly can. Now, most people don't look at them as like a short-term investment. It would definitely be a long-term thing. So even generational, right? Something passed down from myself to my son to his kids and so on and so on. And you get guns in here that are 100, 150 years old that when they were bought for 50 cents or $3, now they're worth 5, 10, 15, 20,000. So that's a kind of a large example. Kind of extreme example, but the same rules apply.
Home protection.
Yes. That is that's what we really like to specialize here. Of course, we do all of the hunting stuff and everything else, but in today's day and age, a lot of people are kind of afraid. People are afraid to go down the wrong street at night or even be in a parking lot at night with everything that happens, not only just in our city, but all throughout the state and the United States. Mm-hmm. We have a wide range of, as you can see sitting here, hundreds of different firearms.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, we've got something here that'll suit the first-time gun owner that doesn't have a lot of money to spend, but they need something reliable. And reliable is a key word. We try really hard not to sell any junk here, and if we find something that's junk, we're not going to sell it.
Mm-hmm. You know what else they do is they cater to the women.
Yes.
Well, a lot of ladies come in here to buy safety firearms, and not just that. They have a lady back there, Patty, that teaches.
Well, that's what was my next question. So yeah. You say that they do that too. Huh?
Yeah, they teach the firearm safety for the women and the men, anybody that wants it. But the big thing about it is Heritage Firearm, they concentrate on safety, but they concentrate on making sure that the gun fits your needs. You know, you don't want to sell a woman a gigantic 9mm. You want a small handgun or whatever. And they really cater to the people that walk in the door.
I'm going to ask you guys a dumb question because this just drives me crazy. When I hear the national media refer to rifles as long guns, is that a factual description? Is that something they created?
A long gun would be just kind of a general term for any weapon that has a barrel length of 16 inches or longer, generally speaking. That's what you'd call a long gun. The big misconception kind of on what you're talking about with the national media is the term assault rifles.
Correct. Right?
That's something we hear all the time in reference
or automatic rifles.
Yeah, automatic rifles. That's something you have to have all the proper licensing for, and without getting into the weeds, there are ways to obtain that, but it's a long, arduous process with background checks, fingerprints, all that different stuff.
And primarily, almost exclusively, automatic weapons or military weapons.
That's
correct.
That's right. Yeah, everything, they're referring to what we sell are semi-automatic rifles. They're calling them assault rifles or automatic weapons, and really it's just a buzzword to get people's attention.
How old were you, Dima, when you killed your first deer?
Eight or nine.
Nick?
Yeah.
About the same age.
Yeah, eight or nine, I think. I went with my dad and got a doe, and then the next week got a huge buck when I was 10. I guess so I would have been 10, and I stopped hunting because it was 11 point, 250 plus pounds. And then my dad said I'd never kill anything bigger than that. So
Tanner,
I kind of took a break.
I grew up in a house where my dad took me fishing all the time. He was a fisherman. My son to this day, he loves to fish when he's not at work. But some families, hunting is that. And Nick, you can jump in on this, but isn't that a wonderful thing for parents to bring their children up in the outdoors and teach them about gun safety and teach them about firearms and teach them about the sport of hunting?
Absolutely. And that's a great way to bring a family together. But it's not just when you go hunting, it's not just the killing of the animal or shooting of the animal. It's enjoying the outdoors.
Right.
It's enjoying the weather outdoors, breathing the fresh air, sitting by a stream, sitting there watching, or even watching the animals, like when a deer comes out to eat or a turkey starts gobbling. When you hear a turkey gobble 80 yards away, it gets you so excited. I get real excited when turkeys gobble, okay? So I'm just telling you, it's a family affair. And if you make it a family affair, then you learn safety and teaching guns. You know, guns don't kill people. People use guns
correct,
to kill people.
Correct.
So that's the way it works. Guns are really a great thing to use, but you got to know how to use it properly. That's the big thing.
Correct.
And that's what Heritage is, I think. Everybody that comes in here, if you ever talk to the customers that come in here, they all promote safety 100%. So always got to be safe.
Talk about your training, Tanner, while we have you here.
Yeah, so we offer a variety of courses, anything from your most basic entry-level handgun shooting, rifle, shotgun courses, the enhanced concealed carry courses to give you your firearms permit for the state of Mississippi if you choose to carry on your person or concealed carry firearm. It's really nice to have that experience on the range with a licensed instructor. Not only the experience on the range, but the classroom time to learn the laws and the when, the why, and the how to do things like that.
I'm sorry.
And not only that is, you know, they got a place to train, too. Not only that is. Brothers Done Arms out on 49.
Yes.
It's a great place to train, but
right.
And that's where Patty and them really teach people. But, you know, the whole idea is to teach you the right way to use a gun, whether you start out with a BB gun like we're going to start with Kelly, okay?
Yeah. Okay. I know a Nerf gun,
yeah,
a Red Rider.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the Red Rider. Well, you work up to a gun, but the idea is to handle it safely. Like when you grab a gun, you never put your finger inside that
right.
hole.
Yeah.
Never do that because every gun is loaded. It's always loaded.
Tanner, thank you for having us here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was great to be here, guys. I appreciate you.
And real quick, you guys do a lot with local law enforcement,
yes.
correct?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We do purchase orders for every law enforcement agency within probably 100 miles.
Wow.
So if they need anything, tell them to swing by. We do the right paperwork, and we can get them firearms, armor, ammunition,
blue label
they never need.
Heritage Firearms in Oak Grove.
That's
all right.
Right.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air, on the road. We're here at Heritage Firearms. And, of course, the buzz in town right now is that Coach O was here yesterday and spoke to the football team. And that's pretty cool to see Coach O wearing Southern Miss gear, isn't it?
Yeah, it just popped up on my phone, man. There he is.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to hire him.
Well, we got a soundbite from him.
They go Tigers.
No, he said go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
right.
But he said.
Well, Mike Frazier joins us now. Nobody knows the Mississippi Association of Community College Conference football teams like Mike Frazier. And, Mike, we welcome you as the season officially kicks off tomorrow night. There's lots of generalities to talk about because nobody's played a game yet. But before we get going, let's talk about what you've got going, some exciting things and people who want to know more about the information that you bring forth with junior colleges. Tell us what's up social media wise and whatnot.
Guys, great to be back on, and I appreciate the time. Yes, we'll launch our JUCO weekly podcast here, a video podcast next Tuesday, September 2nd. A lot of recruiting talk, talking about the players in the NJCAA around the country, you know, primarily in Mississippi, Kansas, Texas, some independents like Georgia Military and Snow, and then also some game highlights, best performances around the country as we promote NJCAA football. So, yeah, it'll be on our YouTube channel. Just go to JUCO Weekly, 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and you'll be able to check it out.
That's every Tuesday night, JUCO Weekly, and you can search that on YouTube. Okay, so they kick off tomorrow night. And the big game around this area, of course, Jones and Pearl River are the two closest schools. Pearl River at home against Northwest. And really, this is kind of where the rubber's got to meet the road for Coach Smith at Pearl River, because it's been kind of up and down. But now David Boykin in his second year as offensive coordinator, Pearl River's got to – this is their win year, kind of like Southern Miss has to win this year. Mike, you agree?
Yes, and man, they look good. You know, Pearl River with some, you know, look, they've got a heavy hitter coming to town now. You know, the number three team in the country in Northwest. So, and Northwest is very deserving of the number three ranking. So, I'm not going to judge this game, you know, a must-win game. Plus, it's a non-divisional game as the MACCC plays a North and South division. But, you know, it's a good opportunity for them to really, really get going. Yeah, I like their wide receivers and Henry Lee, 6'1", 180. You know, he caught some good passes. Of course, Howard Kinchin, 6'3", 190 at wide receiver. Their quarterback, we're talking, of course, Pearl River. You know, you're looking at Reese Mooney. He comes back in. He's a transfer in from Louisiana Monroe, 6'1", 210. So, they have got some pieces to work with, and you know, it really is a good opportunity for Pearl River to really knock off some South Division wins. You know, you got a coaching change at Hines, you have a coaching change at Jones. You know, Southwest is always a team that is competitive, but you know, they have a hard time winning football games. So the table is set for that South Division. You know, we'll see what they can do.
Well, one of the teams that you have talked about for the last 2 years, and you were really the first one to pick up the scent of East Central, and you were right, man. The Warriors are a completely new team. East Central is a team to be reckoned with now.
Yeah, they are. Jonathan Webster over there in Decatur doing a terrific job. And, you know, he promises players playing time. That's a big recruiting tool. You know, the recruiting has really switched. The selling has really switched, I think, particularly in Mississippi, where before it was, let's get on a winning team and here are the facilities. The trend now around Mississippi is we'll guarantee you playing time and we'll give you so many minutes as long as you can produce. And that particularly on the defensive side of the ball, and you're seeing a lot of players now go to these, you know, mid-tier schools, schools like Southwest, schools like East Central, and look for these programs to start winning football games now. And that's one of the reasons why.
And Pearl River, although you talk to Pearl River fans and they say this is a big year, but really the Beach Bullies are still going to be Gulf Coast and Colin it seems to me. I mean, and there's limited playoff spots available, so you could have a good year but still not make the playoffs because of some of those bruisers.
Yeah, Colin, preseason top 10 in the NJCAA for a reason. They've got some great players on their squad. Matthew Mayfield, 6'3", 195. He had a nice year for him last year playing for Colin. The other interesting thing in that South Division, guys, is you've got a lot of new head coaches. You a new guy at Jones, new guy at Southwest, new guy at Colin, new guy at Hines. So, really, if you're Pearl River East Central and Mississippi Gulf Coast, you really have an edge there. You've got a system in place. You're seeing results. So, really, the inside track for those playoff spots. Now, look, I think as long as Mississippi Gulf Coast stays healthy, look, they've got four out-of-state wide receivers. They're the team to beat. Landon Vards is coming back at quarterback. He threw for over 2,000 yards in just 9 games last season. He will perform as long as he can stay healthy. So Gulf Coast, I think, is the team. East Central is the number 2 as well. They are loaded. They've got Elijah Singleton back at the wide receiver slot. They are absolutely ferocious, fast on defense. And look for East Central. Those are the two teams to beat in the South Division. I have them finishing 1-2. And the only reason I took Mississippi Gulf Coast is they've got a seasoned sophomore quarterback who had a terrific year last year, and I don't see why that would change this year.
Mike Frazier is with us from JUCOWeekly.com. You can watch their podcast, or do they call it a vlog? Or I don't know what the words are anymore, but pull them up on YouTube and just search for JUCO Weekly every Tuesday night, and you'll be able to get the very latest on junior college football across the country. Looking at the other division, Mike, has the novelty of East Mississippi worn off?
You know, I don't think so. East Mississippi is young. They're not ranked this year, okay? And that's understandable, all right? They got a lot of young guys. But, look, they've got a terrific quarterback, a Georgia State bounce back, and Roger Waltrip, 6'5 frame. You know, he comes in from Georgia State. And look, this season's class at the quarterback slot, I think across the conference, across the league, with bounce backs from bigger schools, you know, a lot of experienced players are returning. So East Mississippi will have their hands full with Gulf Coast on Thursday. But listen, Buddy's going to end up getting ranked here, and he'll be one of the ranked teams chasing for that North Division slot. Again, until somebody can prove to me that they can walk in there and beat a Northwest and beat an East Mississippi in that North Division, I've got Northwest 1, East Mississippi 2. Itawamba is a team I really like. I love what they've done. And, you know, they're out of Fulton. They are going to be very good. And I think they can challenge. But again, seeing is believing. And I am not going to bet against Benji Parker at Northwest and Buddy Stevens. And I think East Mississippi will give Gulf Coast everything and more that they can handle Thursday night down there in Perkinston. That will be a good football game. You know, if you're East Mississippi in that game, you've got to, you know, Gulf Coast can run it and they can throw it. So what does Buddy and his staff do? You know, Cliff Collins is the DC over there now. What do they do? Do they just bang on their receivers and let them run the football and just try to beat those receivers up, you know, and try to get some turnovers? Or do they load up in the box and stop the run and force, you know, Landon to throw it? That's the million-dollar question, what I'm looking for in that game. Well, that's going to be a good football game down at Perkinston tomorrow night.
Yeah, two big ones, that one, East Mississippi at Gulf Coast and Pearl River hosting Northwest. And those are two of the games on the schedule. Kickoffs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Mike Frazier with JUCO Weekly. He'll be joining us usually on Thursdays, but because of our live remote tomorrow, Mike was gracious enough to talk to us today. Mike, continued success. We always very much appreciate your expertise and your input. Take care.
All the best, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike Frazier with JUCO Weekly, Bob.
All right, nobody knows it better than him. Kelly referencing tomorrow, we're going to be out at MCS Home Center. Braylon Braxton and Josh Moten will be joining us both out there for a meet and greet. And it'll be a great opportunity for all of you fans to come out and meet these two young men who, Dema Mixon, are going to be the leaders of the football team, right?
Yeah, especially Braylon on the quarterback side, Josh on the defensive side. Small correction, I said Nunnery was at the left guard position. That's actually Luke Rogers on the left side of the offensive line. I said that in the beginning of the segment. So Luke Rogers, Nunnery left tackle, center board Derek Roman, Aloe Maui as your right guard, and then Hayes Creel as your right tackle.
All right, Golden Eagle fans, there is a new tire store, and you need to do your business with them. It is Eagle Tire, no coincidence there.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Tire West, they're located out on Highway 98 West across this, well, next door to Smith Motor Company. Brand new tire store, Goodyear products, top quality tires, full auto service, and best of all, they are hardcore Golden Eagles. So Eagle Tire West, we hope that you'll do business with them. All right, going to come back and wrap things up from Heritage Firearms at Oak Grove next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I've never seen Kelly move so fast as when I pointed that Thompson submachine gun at him right there.
Whiz. Man.
Have you ever seen him move?
No,
like that,
we need to start doing that when we tear down the station.
An Eagle Hour first in 10 years, I have just soiled myself on the air. Oh, my
That was
gosh.
The first?
No, that's not the first. There was those couple times we were on the road. You had gone to Ward's right before the show, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to continue.
So much for the Ward sponsorship.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think they'll be coming on. We're at Heritage Firearms, and Tanner Rogers is back with a tax-free weekend. Talk about that, Tanner.
Yes, tax-free weekend. So every year, the last weekend of August, all 2A-related items, ammunition, accessories, firearms, are tax-free. So that's our biggest sales weekend of the year.
That's a pretty big deal if you buy a $700 or $800 gun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people will come in and they'll buy two boxes of shells and they'll save a dollar. And some people will come in and spend $2,000 and save a couple hundred. So we will be nonstop all day. We'll have extended hours as well. So usually we close at Friday on 5. We'll be open probably 6, 7 or later. People are still coming in. We're going to stay here and keep serving.
When is that, Saturday and Sunday?
Friday and Saturday. Sunday counts Friday as well, but we will be closed.
Tanner, how did that happen? The tax. I understand the legislators doing the thing like for the schools to buy school supplies and clothes. That's a tax-free weekend. I wonder if that was part of that deal, just a different weekend.
I know that we're not the only state that does it, but it's been going on for a long time, and I want to say longer than I've been in this industry. I've been in this industry for 6 years. The tax-free weekend has been going on for far longer than that, if my memory serves me correctly.
I'll bet they don't have one of these in California.
They do not. No. They add tax. They say double tax weekend.
Yes. Do they sell guns in California?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I really don't know. I think they mostly sell
New York
fruit and stuff.
That's
like
where
that.
You find a rainbow gun.
Yeah,
that's where you can find a rainbow 9mm. Yeah. Is that not
right,
Tanner?
Right.
Yeah. But I'm very intrigued by this. So can I bring a firearm down here and have it customized, or is that only if I buy one here?
Yes. So it doesn't matter if it's something you've had for 30 years and it's covered in rust because it was maybe a Katrina gun, right? Something like that. It doesn't matter where you got it, you know, how long you've had it, what kind of gun it is. We can Cerakote it and make it your own.
Another thing I like about this story, that young man over there, it was really obvious when you looked at him. A lot of ex-military personnel involved with Heritage Firearms.
Yes, and that's something we try to hire veterans because it brings another aspect to our staff, another way that we look at things versus someone that has not served. And we've got firearms instructors here. We've got prior service military. My other buddy, Andrew, over there, he does a lot of competitive shooting. So our other coworker, Hunter, he's not here today, but he's a big hunter, hence his name. But our entire staff was purposefully put together in order to serve all of the aspects of the Second Amendment community.
Good.
I thought you were pointing at Kelly when you said it was obvious that they had military experience.
No, I was pointing by.
I was like,
past.
Man.
See the real muscular guy back over there? That's actually who I was talking about.
Now, have you got a mop that I can clean up after myself?
I got one in the back.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, Dima, give us a soccer update.
Let's save that for tomorrow, Bob.
Actually, they're playing.
They're playing tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Let's save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Jason Brownlee, former Southern Miss wide
receiver.
Made
the Kansas City Chiefs roster.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him.
And how many, honestly, thought his career was over when he had that horrible
injury? I think I read this morning there are either five or six kids from USM on NFL rosters after yesterday's cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good for him, man. And that's not a bad organization to play for if you like money.
No, and you're 10 points ahead of you start every game because you got the referees in your back
pocket. And you get invited to Taylor Swift's wedding.
There you go.
We were
I'd like to remind everybody that the Bears beat them a couple weeks ago.
The Bears beat the Chiefs?
In the preseason?
Yeah. Oh, do you not follow football?
Wow, how about that? How about that?
Michael's under the impression the Bears are going to be good this year. So
what? Is he really?
They're probably going to be better than the Saints.
Yeah.
Well, anybody's going to be better than the
Michael, have you ever seen Kelly move quick? I tell you what, point a Thompson machine gun at him, and you would be amazed agile he is.
Who wouldn't move? You know, Warren Beatty had a fake one in the movies.
You're in a public place that sells guns. Do you think that something's going to happen?
You know, I know that a lot of people at McDonald's several times over the years or a post office went in there, didn't think anything was going to happen.
These guns are not loaded here, Kelly.
Well, after what happened to me, I'm going to go need to get loaded.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Hey, real quick, Tanner, what are those weapons up on your counter right there?
So those are some personal firearms that we've set up. They're purpose-driven setup for intermediate to long-range shooting. So the competitive shooting aspect, my coworker Andrew over there that does the competitive shooting, those are two of his. And so we set them up to give people ideas of what can be done with something you buy basic right off the wall.
Can I get a silencer like that?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Need some fingerprints and a little bit of your time. We can do
there
it.
There you go.
Tanner, we've had a lot of fun at your store today. We'll come back if you guys will ever have
us.
I don't think Kelly's coming back.
Kelly may not come.
I think I'm gone that day.
Hey, thanks, Tanner.
Thanks so much, guys.
Heritage Firearms here in Oak Grove, folks. The go-to place for hunters. And it's fall, tax-free weekend coming up. This is the time to come down and take advantage of that great opportunity. MCS Home Center tomorrow. Got some good players, don't we, Dima?
Yes, sir.
Hope everybody will come join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks a lot, everybody. We appreciate you listening every day. Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.